She and her grandfather. सनातन गोस्वामी जी बतला रहे हैं, अब उनके हृदय में जो भाव है तो ही है शब्द प्रतिमुनि सनातन गोस्वामी, उसमें और भी चार चांद लगाते हुए बतला रहे हैं किसको नमस्कार। नमामि ईश्वर, ईश्वर को जो सर्वशक्तिमान है, ईश्वर कर्तुम अन्यथा कर्तुम सब कर्तुम समर्थ, ये ईश्वर नो नहीं होने वाला है उसको भी कर रहे हैं, जो होने वाला है उसको भी अन्यथा कर सकते हैं, उसको जो होने वाला है उसको भी अन्यथा कर रहे हैं, उनके लिए कोई भी चीज असंभव नहीं। जगत के जो ईश्वर है अथवा ईश हमारे प्रभु उनको नमस्कार, ये तीन बात कर दिया। सर्वशक्तिमान जगत के एकमात्र ईश्वर और हमारे प्रभु, ये तीन बात कर दिया। पहले पक्ष में सर्वशक्तिमान इसका बोलने का हेतु है कि हमें स्तुति शक्ति लाभ, मैं स्तुति कर सकूं, जैसे कि जो इच्छा थी भगवान ने स्पष्ट करा दिया तो बोले बोलने लगते हैं, ऐसे उसको सुनता स्तुति को व्यक्ति की शक्ति हमारे अंदर में प्रदान, इसे मालूम होता है कि उनके अंदर में कुछ भावना है, अंगद ऐसा है उसका कितना सौभाग्य है, वो और दूसरों को ताले नहीं करते हैं कितना है। और अंगद क्या करता है, अपने बाबुओं का आलिंगन किया ऐसा उसका पर्व सौभाग्य। देखा कि गोपियों को भी चिल होती है इससे, इसलिए अंगद को चोरी कर लेती है। यदि कहो ये अंग की शोभा ये बढ़ाते हैं ऐसा मत कर दो, कृष्णा उनका ऐसा है उनका कोई आभूषण न रहे केवल नंदे भी धो रहे हो। यदि कोई काली कभी आती है तो दूसरी पूछ बाहर भी धो जाता है और उनको किसी आभूषणों की अपेक्षा नहीं। इसे दशम स्कंद में ये कहा गया है प्रौलभ्य सौभगम पितं च व्यवस्थरूपम जगोत्रम दोनों मृगा प्रकांड कार्यक्रम के कल्पनाय संबोधित सात चैतान्य चले प्रलभ्यम सर्वलभ्य सौभगम पितं च
ड्यूरिंग द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ दीज वर्सेस दैट महाराज ड्यूरिंग दिस परिक्रमा बट एवरी टाइम न्यूनेस कम्स एंड अगेन इट अपीयर्स एब्सोल्युटली न्यू वे गुरुदेव एक्सप्लेनिंग फर्स्ट वर्स रमामीश्वरम सचिदानंद रूपम एज ऑल एज डिस्क्राइब बाय सनातन गोस्वामी द एक्सप्लेनेशन इज कमिंग टू अस नाउ। The first verse is like Mangalakaran. In Mangalakaran, we pay obeisances to our worshipable. This is the system. So, Satyavrata Muni, he is paying his obeisances to his worshipable, Krishna. The Gurudev is being a very wonderful insight in this regard. There are three things he is saying about Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who has got such potency which can do anything, which can perform any activity? Anything which is impossible, Krishna can perform by his potency. So first he is presenting the potency of Krishna. His capacity to perform impossible tasks. Then, second thing, he is Ishwar. Ishwar means he is creator of whole universe. He is owner of whole universe. And he is all in all of this universe. So, he is paying his obeisances to such Krishna. And the third thing, while he is describing him as Ishwar, he has got three meanings in this. Number one, he has got the Krishna, who is Ishwar. He has got potency to do all the impossible tasks. Second, he is Lord of this world. And third, he is my Ishwar, means my Lord. So these three things he is uttering. He means to speak. He has three meanings when he says Ishwara and he is paying his to such Ishwara. Why? He is calling, number one, that you can do impossible tasks. Your potency is unlimited. So you kindly grant me some power so that I may also become somewhat capable to worship you or express my feelings to you so that you may be pleased. This shows that he has got the inner mood. This mood is very special mood and he is unable to express it, but he wants to express it. So he is rendering his prayer to Krishna that by your this extraordinary potency, inject some power in me. Just as a Dhruva Maharaj, he was only 5 years old and he was unable to perform his worship, and then Narayan put his conscious on his cheek, then he was able to utter and recite all the shlokas in appreciation of Lord. So he has got some inner mood to please Krishna. He wants to please Krishna. How can he please? One thing is very clear, if someone is paying his obeisances, doing pranam to his worshipable, that means he has got dasya bhav. He considers that my Lord is controller of everyone and I am his servant. This servitor mode makes one, forces one to pay his obeisances. But if one prays someone in, prays Krishna in servitor mode, then will Krishna be pleased? How Krishna will be really pleased? Satyavrat Muni knows it. That by servitor mode, by dasya bhav, Krishna will not be pleased. How Krishna will be pleased? If somehow or other he can relate Krishna with Vrajavasis, then Krishna can be pleased. If he can relate Krishna, then how Yashoda Maa is running after Krishna and Krishna is scared of Yashoda Maa. If he can say how Krishna is running after gopis and always in mood to serve gopis, if he somehow or other can say this thing, then Krishna will be pleased. This inner meaning he has got in his heart but is unable to express it, so he is praying to Krishna, body anywhere, he becomes more beautiful. Why? Beauty is the essence of Krishna. And then Gurudev explained one verse here, he is going to explain it.
Yes. এই জগৎ সঙ্গে একটু সম্পর্ক করে নেন,
পরিকল্পনা গোকুলে, গোকুলে মানে গোপী
person.
সরস্বতী হাজার কোটি আট সমাধি পাশে
দণ্ড কিছু হলো না,
দণ্ড পর্যন্ত
রাধা বিনাশ রাধা
যেখানে রাধারানী আছে সেখানে যাও, কিন্তু অবিনা কৃষ্ণ রাধারানী
কৃষ্ণ বিউটি হাউ মাচ বিউটিফুল হি ইজ দ্যাট হিজ বিউটি ইজ নট ডিপেন্ডেন্ট অপন এনি অর্নামেন্ট অর এনিথিং এলস ফ্রম এক্সটার্নাল সাইড, হিজ বিউটি ইজ সো ন্যাচুরাল এন্ড হাই ক্লাস. The ornaments get ornamented when they come closer to Krishna. How much beautiful is Father according to the verse? I told that Gurudev has quoted a verse. This verse is, it is the time of Sharad Purnima. Krishna prayed over few and he called all the gopis of Vraja. And these gopis came running from their house leaving everything. When they came in front of Krishna, Krishna is smiling and just fully said, oh, you have come? Good. Now, you should go back. Go back. Why should we go back? Krishna is explaining, Gopis, you have come midnight here, it's not good. The religion of Gopis, what is the religion of Gopis? Female religion is that they should go back to their husband. They should serve their husband. Serving their husband is the true religion of Gopis, female. Feminine religion. It may be so that husband may be late, he may be ill, he may be sick, he may be crippled, but the religion of female is that she should turn her husband. You have come here. Okay, nice, but now you go back. It's not good for you. It is not good on your part that you have given up your husband and have come here to me. Then what gopis are replying? That shows the beauty of Krishna. Gopis are saying, oh Krishna, you are having such a nice and room, such a beauty, such a beautiful characteristic that not only we sentimental wretched women of this breath, but all the Trikuvan, you know Trikuvan, all the universes in a transcendental abode and in its material abode, they are attracted by your beauty and on the top of it by your flute melody. Melody of your flute. They are attracted by your. How much are they attracted? Attraction is not a meager attraction. So intense attraction that each and every living entity forget its dharam, forget its characteristics. They start behaving otherwise. When you play over flute, what happens? Deer comes near to you. Those who are always afraid of human beings, they come near to you. They forget their own religion. They forget their own characteristics. Not only this, even trees, they give up their religion. And inert things on the top of it, like flowing Yamuna, water, it becomes hard. And a stone, it melts. When each and everything is giving up its religion, their religion, in English religion means faith, but here when we call it dharma, dharma means intrinsic characteristic of the thing, nature. So, everything, even inner things, those non-living things, they give up their nature, but they speak of we, rich woman. She is also having a desire to associate with you, and she is giving up Narayan and coming to have your association. So you are putting blame on us. We are not to be blamed. It is you and your beauty and your fruit who is to be blamed. What can we do? This beauty of Krishna. And on the top of it, Uddhav, Gurudev has cited a word. Uddhav is saying, Krishna is so much beautiful. How much? That he himself gets enticed by his own beauty. When he saw himself in the on the wall, where there was mirror like jewel, and he saw his own image, oh, he was so much attracted towards it. He started giving him butter, and the image is also giving him butter. Then he just smiled it. Then image also smiled. Then he is giving bhulki, what do you call personal bhulki? He is what does monkey does? So when these things take place, then Krishna is himself getting attracted towards his own beauty, but to speak of Gopi. And on the top of it, Gurudev is explaining his beauty, that his beauty is really enjoyed by themselves, Gopis. And on the top of it, Radharani. So Krishna is so much beautiful. After describing the intense beauty of Krishna, now Parikar wishes. Parikar means the characteristic and speciality of the associates of Krishna. Krishna's devotees and associates are seeing Krishna according to their own mood and bhav. When Hanuman sees Krishna, he sees him in the form of Ram. And when Jayavijay, they see Krishna, they see him in the form of Narayan. So, the worshipable deity of Hanuman, Ram, has got its own special characteristic than the worshipable deity of Jayavijay, that is Narayan. Similarly, the worshipable deity of Arjun, that is Dwarkadhi, has higher speciality and characteristic than worshipable deity of Hanuman. And gradually, the Yashoda Ma, when seeing Krishna in such a high beauty, she is running after Krishna. Krishna is the heir of Yashoda Ma. This beauty of Krishna is so high class beauty. And when gopis are seeing Krishna, from their point of view, Krishna is how much beautiful. Then Gurudev gave that example that when Krishna disappeared from Rasdan, and then again he is reappearing in Rasdan, and at that time his countenance, his position, his style, his gait, his everything is so beautiful that he is one-much, and it's real beautiful. Beauty as it is really is reflected in Krishna at that time. And all those gopis are so much attracted to him. They are giving their uttariya to maybe ask for Krishna to sit, which is near to his tumkum. And what is tumkum, Gurudev is also explaining by some hints only. And some gopis, one gopi has taken Krishna's feet in her lap. One is holding his arm, and one is just taking the tube whittle of Krishna, Damu, and one gopi from a distance, shooting an arrow of slight glance on him, and meaning that we have come here giving up our everything.